practice over for the Tennessee Volunteers as they went through media day prior to today's workout. But, Jimmy, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome a special guest to the show.
Yeah, Coach Justin Gainey. He is the associate head coach for the Tennessee Vols. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. How about you guys? Good to see you.
We're doing fine. Good to see you, too, as well. It looks like, talking to the players, it looks like there's a really good chemistry about this team. I know it's really early, but do you see evidence of that?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's having so many returners, so many guys that impacted at different levels returning, that chemistry that we had last year, which I thought was really good. You know, it was probably one of the best player-coached teams, player-led teams that I've been a part of. And so having that core group back, it helps with the chemistry. And then, you know, just from a culture standpoint, that's what we're all about.
Coach Barnes said earlier that Zakai Ziegler brings a confidence that the team might not have had last year. I talked to Zakai earlier. Talk a little bit about the confidence he does bring to this program.
Yeah, I think, you know, immediately as Zakai walks through the door, you know, he is a guy that, all throughout his career, because he is small, you know, being a basketball player at that size, like a lot of people probably brushed him off and didn't really take him serious. And so when he walks through the door, he has an edge. He has a chip on his shoulder that is unique, you know, especially in this day and time. And so that's the edge. That's the confidence I think the coach speaks about, is that underdog mentality, the prove you wrong mentality. And, you know, that just kind of just vibrates throughout our whole team, because I think a lot of guys on our team, you know, some people, they might not get the recognition. They might not get the support that, you know, you would think they should receive. And so they all kind of have a chip on their shoulder to an extent, but Zakai kind of elevates that thing.
When I talked to him, he told me that he struggled with his confidence at one point. And I said, when? He said, entering my senior year of high school. I said, really? I said, how'd you get over it? He said, one, my mother told me you can do anything that you want to. And secondly, he went to there was a camp that he went to where he performed very well.
Yeah. It was at the EYBL. It was at the Nike EYBL event.
And he said that helped engender a lot of confidence in him heading into his senior year.
Yeah, and that's what we saw him at. You know, we saw him perform on that stage. And, again, his recruitment was minimal at best, right? It was minimal at best. And we saw him, and it was something in him that coach liked, you know. And you know, we were there to see another kid. And, you know, it was just like, man, who is that guy? You know, who is that guy? Mm-hmm. And he played with a grit, a fire that matches what we do here. It matches coach. And so from there, the recruitment began.
This is your second year at the University of Tennessee, and what stands out to you perhaps in things about this team compared to last year's team?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I get asked that a lot, you know, and with so many returners, you know, it'd be easy to say, man, it's very similar. But first and foremost, you know, not having Kennedy Chandler here this year is different. You know, it's a different, completely different feel. You know, he brought a lot to this team, from, you know, scoring, from defensively, from facilitating. Like, he did a lot. And you know, we're going to have to fill that gap. We got to fill that void. But the thing I would say, that another thing that's different is, you know, the addition of some of these new guys, young and old, you know, Tyreek, Julian, BJ, DJ, Tobey, like adding those guys gives us depth at the post position and also gives us depth at the wing position. And, you know, when I look at Julian, when I look at Tyreek, you know, you talk about two really versatile pieces that can play all over the floor and that can score the ball on a lot of different levels, which, you know, we didn't have that much firepower on the wing from a versatility standpoint last year. So it is, you know, a lot of the same pieces, but it is a different type of team. But the thing I will say that will never change is toughness, togetherness, how hard we play, you know. And from that standpoint, it feels like, you know, it feels like every other Coach Barnes team.
One of the neat things to see is even before they could start working out together, this team did a whole lot together that was outside of a practice court or the arena. What do you think when you do have a decent number of newcomers to start building that chemistry, that it starts socially as opposed to getting the work done on the floor?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. You know, we do a lot of team building events, and you know, you'll see around our gym everywhere ENOM, right? It's not about me. And you know, it's not just words that's on the wall. It's not just words in the locker room. Like, our guys live it, you know, and you know, we have an egoless team. Our guys are all about one thing, and that's winning. You know, we had a great year last year, but still feel like it was some unfinished business that you know, we left on the table. And so there's a hunger, there's an edge that all of our guys have, and you know, they welcome the new guys in that are going to help them chase what we're trying to chase.
Our guest, Justin Gainey, Tennessee Associate Head Coach. You open with a scrimmage against Michigan State and then an exhibition against Gonzaga. How much of a barometer can that be in terms of figuring out, hey, this is what we need to work on because we're going against two quality opponents?
Yeah, it'll be a good test. It really will, because, you know, a lot of times, sometimes when you're doing those exhibition games, specifically, you're playing against a lesser opponent sometimes where you don't really get a feel for the size, for the speed. But in these two matchups for us, I mean, you're talking about two historically really good programs, really well coached and disciplined programs. And so, you know, for us, it'll be a good test. You know, I think from a, you know, with Michigan State defensively, they're always good. They're always going to be physical and a tough team, obviously a well coached team, a program with a lot of tradition. So we'll learn a lot about ourselves then. And then, you know, going out to play Gonzaga, who from an offensive standpoint, as good of team, I would say this last 5 years that you will find. And so, we'll get a chance to really test our defense, see where we are there, and then also be able to build for Michigan State on the other side of the ball and just kind of get a gauge for, you know, where we are with things, where we need to get better, where we need to improve. Obviously, we don't expect to come out there and be a well-oiled machine or a finished product, but we expect to come, you know, play hard and come out of there with, you know, some things that we can add on and grow from.
Coach Barnes said that at practice yesterday he went with a five-guard lineup. Mm-hmm. What did you like about that?
I think, and, you know, just, you know, being with Coach as we out recruiting on the plane, like, he's been excited and anxious to kind of get to that, to see what it looks like, to see what it feels like. And, you know, I like it because, you know, you talk about three really versatile guys with Josiah, with Tyreek, and Julian. Three guys with good size. I think they can guard multiple positions. Josiah is such a high IQ guy that he can guard 1 through 5. And so from a defensive standpoint, where some may worry because, man, you guys are small, I don't, just because, you know, you got Josiah and then you have Santi who, man, I mean, their IQ is just off the charts, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And then from an offensive standpoint, you know, I don't know how you guard it. You know, you put five guys out, unless you match us with size, I don't know how you guard that lineup, because all of those guys can dribble, pass, and shoot at a high, high level.
We got to see Josiah take his game to another level last year in terms of being much more vocal and a stronger leader for the team. And then also with at times he just took over a couple of games offensively, as well as we know he's always been a stalwart defensively. But when you see somebody who just raises his contributions the way he did and then gets to go into this last ride, what do you think the stage is set for what Josiah can do this year?
Yeah, you know, the thing about last year, you know, and a lot of people, you know, you remember the end of the season, how he finished, which was on a high level. But I remember starting out the year and it wasn't that way. You know, he had to kind of catch his rhythm, catch his groove, battle, continue to work. You know, at one point he was shooting like 13% from three. And, you know, I don't think he felt good when it left his hands. But to see him never give up, to keep working, keep coming in here at night, getting extra work, like when you saw him at the end, it all made sense. And so he could be that guy that's preaching, like, look, it's not always going to be, you know, every shot goes in. It's not always going to be perfect, but you got to keep working. And so I think him going through that helped his leadership skills, and also the guys saw it, and so they could buy into it as well. Like, he's not just talking the talk. He's walked that walk as well. And so, you know, as we fast forward to this year, again, his leadership role continues to grow, and he continues to be vocal with the current guys, but also with the new guys and teaching them the way. And so I'm excited for Josiah this year. I think he's primed to have a really good year. And I really think our team, they're focused on making sure our older guys go out the right way.
Changing gears here for just a quick second. What is year two shaping up at USC Upstate for Jordan?
You know, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for him. You know, they lost two key pieces this year, and for him, you know, his role will change a little bit. You know, and I think, you know, that he'll get a lot more attention on from the defense, and so he's going to have to adjust his game a little bit, but. He's excited about the team. I hadn't had a chance to see him, but he's excited. They added some new guys down there, and they got a brutal schedule. And so it'll be exciting. I'm just glad they're not coming to Knoxville this year. I tell yes. you what, that was the most stressful game I have ever been a part of. And so talk about a house divided. It wasn't divided. It was only one Tennessee fan in the house. And that was everybody else was rooting the other way. So I'm just excited they're not coming up here this year.
How cool was it for Jason and Jackson to see Big Bro do that?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good, you know, with them to see it, and, you know, just kind of follow them throughout the year. But, you know, that game in particular, you know, the Jason was the one, like, you don't stand a chance. They're going to shut you down. You're no good. Blah. You know, he's the middle brother, and he's taking all the shots. And so – But it was cool. It really was cool. The one thing I regret, we didn't get enough pictures. I wish it would have been a lot more pictures, but it is what it is.
Coach, one other thing that I have for you, Tennessee's inside game. Do you like where you are? Do you have the scoring, the rebounding, the rim protectors that you need in inside?
You know, I like our pieces in there. I do. You know, I think we are. Again, the word is versatile in there. Mm-hmm. I think you got Urosh, who is, you know, a physical presence in there. He's got great energy. His motor is off the charts. Great positional defender. You know, offensively, really skilled and gifted. IQ can really pass the ball. He's getting better finishing around the basket. But the thing I like that he's doing now is he's getting good looks. You know, he's getting creating those angles and getting the ball where he wants to. Now, you know, just consistently finishing. And you know, in our practice stats, he's shooting above 60% from the field right now. So, you know, we like where he is. And then, you know, you go to Jonas, who, again, he's different. Not as physical, more finesse with it, more skilled shooting, passing, can put it on the floor a little bit. Defensively, he brings you a high level rim protection, and so he's different from Urosh in that sense, and he's, you know, he's having a good preseason. You know, he's raised his level of play, he raised his pace of play as well, and then you go to Olivier again. He's different than those two because, again, before he got hurt, he was shooting around 40% from three. And so he's another guy with him and Jonas can stretch the floor. He's a little smaller. He's quicker. He's faster. But he also gives you the rim protection. And then Tope, man, he's like the bull in the china shop. You know, he is like, you know, he's like Urosh times 10 physicality. And but with really soft touch. And so he's developing. And he's that young big that – he's the sponge. He's just soaking it all in, but he has a bright, bright future. So, you know, do I like where we are with our inside? I do. I think we got a lot of pieces. I think we got a lot of depth. I do think there's a lot of room for improvement in there. But you know, those guys aren't afraid of work, and they're going to attack it and keep getting better, I think, as the season keeps going.
Justin, we appreciate it. Thank you so much
Absolutely.
For joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you,
All
guys.
Right.
I appreciate you for having me.
That's Justin Gainey, Associate Head Coach with the Tennessee Vols.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
see the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.